to discuss this research in greater detail and just to unpack how such a reform could help close the gender inequalities between men and women. Good morning, Owen.
Hi, Marlene. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, I'm going to start off by asking you, why is there such a disparity between mothers and fathers when it comes to time and also earning equality?
Thanks, Marlene. Well, what really happens that drives a lot of this difference is, as you mentioned before, it's around the point of childbirth. And after a first child is born, typically mothers reduce their paid work to take on the lion's share of the caring and household work. And we see that for mothers, their time spent in caring and household work goes through the roof at the time of the birth. Paid work drops off a cliff, and it takes a long time for that difference to recover. For fathers, on the other hand, there's very little difference in paid work between the amount of time they spend in paid work before and after the child. Their caring goes up a fair amount, less than the mother. But one of the things that's quite galling for men to see is that there's no real change in the amount of household work that men do. So women pick up extra work around the house when a child's born, and men don't. So this is not quite the chart that makes grown men cry, but it does make them feel a little embarrassed. And so what that leads to is, over the course of a lifetime, women who have children in their mid-20s will earn around $2 million less than men who have children at that age on average. And so that's a really big difference.
That's crazy.
And a lot of it's due to those habits that are set up around the time of the birth of the child that are a bit hard to break.
My goodness, that's like a lotto ticket there. That's unbelievable. When we're talking about reform, how could policy changes help? How could this reform help? And what could a reform to Australia's paternity leave scheme look like?
Well, what we have now is 18 weeks of parental leave, which goes to the birth mother. And it's tricky to transfer that leave or to split it up. So typically what happens is the mother will take those 18 weeks of leave, and we have this dad and partner pay, which is 2 weeks, and it's also the requirements to get it are a little more onerous. You have to be on, you can't be on any kind of paid leave from your employer to get that leave. So a lot of men don't end up even taking that 2 weeks. But what that kind of leave setup embodies is a primary carer model, where we're saying parenting is something that one person takes on. If you have a second parent who's a helper that can lob in occasionally and do a little bit, that's great. But we're saying it's setting up a system where parenting is basically done by one person, and it's expected that one parent, who will almost invariably be the mother, will drop their working hours and pick up the caring. And that what happens is that sets up habits where once one parent kind of does most of the caring, that parent will be a bit more confident looking after the child. She knows how to change the nappies, what kind of food the child likes, when nap time is, whatever other thing. And it does embed the sort of habit where the father, in a lot of cases, will not feel as confident, will just not get as involved from day one. And I'm not saying that happens in every case, but certainly the kind of single carer parental leave model encourages that. And we can instead have a model that encourages a sharing of parenting. So what we're proposing is, instead of 18 weeks going to one parent, we have 6 weeks to each parent, and then 12 weeks which can be shared between the two. So you can still have the mother take 18 weeks if that's what you want to do, and then there'll be an extra 6 weeks, use it or lose it, for the father. And what that's doing, it's not forcing anyone to get involved in things they wouldn't have wanted to, but it's putting it out there as an option, and it's trying, as well as giving fathers that opportunity, it's trying to normalise the idea of parenting as something that is shared between two parents, where you have two parents. There's no reason why that task shouldn't be a shared job between the two, and that can set up habits that it's been shown around the world that when men take more parental leave, it sets up habits where they are doing more parenting and often more household work years later, and in a lot of cases have better relationships with their children, and it's got a lot of benefits.
Absolutely. And that does sound like a really interesting way to reform parental leave, because if we have a one parent or single parent model, then it's no doubt that also is reflected in the statistics and at home too. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Marlene. It's been great.